A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 9th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the clampdown on demonstrators by police.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 AM and also on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 PM.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about police crackdown on voices of dissent.
They were running vehicles in Harare today as police and relatives of cancer patients and relatives of activist Itai Tsamara was abducted 14 months ago. He had some kind of issues with what they wanted to stage at Africa Unity Square. Relatives of cancer patients and health activists staged a public protest over dysfunctional radiotherapy machines at Iparanyatwa group of hospitals.
Though the constitution gives Zimbabweans the right to demonstrate after notifying the police, this has not been so with police violently crushing any demonstrations in the capital Harare and in some cities. Political analysts say the police are cracking down on members of the public, fearing that demonstrations might actually spiral out of control. This because the country's economic crisis is worsening.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
14 months ago,
Yebambe zuru andaba namhlanje siyahlangana ku Studio 7 Live Talk namhlanje ke ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ke ngokwenzakale khona ngale eHarare. Sizwile ke ukuthi kulabantu kade begijimisana lamapolisa abanye babo yilabo kade becabanga uItai Tsamara yena owathunjwa sokule 14 months wathunjwa lundoda. Siyakwazi ke uItai Tsamara wayengwe Africa Occupy Africa Unity Square. Wayeqale ekhuluma ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe kumele ajike isikhundla ngoba sehlulekile ukuthi abuse ilizwe. Kuzobuya ke abanye ke akade betshengisela yilabo ke ade bekhonona ukuthi eHarare Paranatal Hospital wazani imitshina yekensa khona ngale file. So ke babona azani uhulumende kafuna ukuthi alungise khonoku. Kungabe kuswelakala kwemali kumbe uvele inhliziyo kahulumende kakho khonapho. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077.
Mm-hmm. I think we have our first two guests. Gibbs, first we have Mr. Israel Moyo of the Catholic University. Mr. Moyo, good evening. Mr. Moyo?
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. We
Hello.
Also... Mm-hmm. We also have a Zimbabwe Activist Alliance member, Lynette Mudewe. Miss Mudewe, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe within and without the borders. Vanawe Zimbabwe, Varu Garamu Zimbabwe. Neao Vaka Garamu Zimunika. Siripasirose Vajitizanika Zimbabwe. Maskwera Fe.
I want to know him by very nice show. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Ms. Mudewe. We are told that today they were running peckles between some of your organizations and the police. What was going on?
Say Zimbabwe Activists Alliance, ne Zimbabwe Women Politics Alliance, Zugipa, Yatino Shanda Nayo, Tati, ne Chirongwa Cheguti Titi. Urumende Zimbabwe ngaita risise iise mari kuita kuti mishina inofanira kunge ichichengetedza ichibatsira avo vari kurwara negomarara rekenza vakwanisike kuwana vachiwana kurapwa zvakanaka. For the past 10 days mishina iyi haisi kushanda, yakafa paparinyatswa hospital. Inove iyo munyika yose yeZimbabwe ndiwo mishina inoshanda kuti vanhu ava vakwanise kunge vachirarama. So 10 days, I don't know kuti how many lives have been lost, but I can tell you vanhu vakawanda vafa nenhau yekuti mishina haisi kushanda.
Tinotenda Mzvare Mudewe, rambai yenyu muri parunare. Let's attend to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, why is it that when it comes to demonstrations, the government is not comfortable?
Government has not been comfortable with any demonstration because not demonstrations won't get directed at the government in a bad light. So any government don't be comfortable with that. But demonstrations now, yes, I think they are being conducted within our provisions, a constitution. But always the government in my good corner, most of them are politically motivated. In other words, they seem to be supporting the political and political system, which is opposing the government. And as such, the government, I saw the accepted corner. The sessions, you say, Avant Razana, Lama institutions, to arrive at a political solution. So that's why the government is not comfortable with that.
Thank you so much. And Ms. Mudewe, this time, maybe just briefly in English, let's talk about the constitution here. The constitution says you must notify the police. Did you notify them about your demonstration?
It's wrong to say we must notify the police. Mm-hmm. Section 59 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear to say every Zimbabwean has got a right to demonstrate to the government or to any arms of the government, as long as that is done in a peaceful manner. Mm-hmm. As far as Zimbabwe Activists Alliance is concerned, we have been doing that for years and months long. And when we notify the police, what they do is they beat us up. Mm-hmm. So this time around, we have decided that to say, this is a right, and a right does not seek permission. So as much as you want to notify the police, we have said, we are no longer going to notify the police. We notify as in, it's in the public domain. What we are doing is very peaceful, and we are saying we are going to be going ahead. Because what's the point in us exposing our bodies to be beaten by the person? We have had enough of that. We have tried to say we notify you for the police to give us assistance in terms of trying to control the public. They don't come and control the public. They come at a certain point, they want to beat us up. So, no, this time we did not do that. But then we are still operating within the confines of the law according to Section 59 of the Constitution. We have got a right to demonstrate, and that is exactly what we have done.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the right to demonstrate, because we have seen that in the past weeks, months, even years, the government has been clamping down on any demonstrators or would be demonstrators, though the country's constitution is very clear that people can demonstrate as long as they simply notify the police. And many High Court judges have also ruled in favor of demonstrators, but sadly, for is yet unclear reasons, members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police have been giving excuses as to why they cannot allow people to demonstrate. Give us your thoughts, Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke lapha bona sana nguchuma kumbe nguchumani sabona ngike ngizubizo lakho kuhle mnumzana kunjani. Hello, Chumani kumbe
Chumani kumbe
Chuma
Chuma.
Ye kwenye nga zani usajishwala, inga usachaya ke, isa pala po mnumza. Ye, sisatisi kulume la ye, mbaimbai Chumani, nga usizo konapu. Let's go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, briefly in English, you know, you were saying that in Ndebele that, you know, the government wouldn't allow anybody to actually make some kind of public protest on anything. But what should people do, really, if they are pressed to actually, you know, express themselves in public?
I think the organization of demonstrations must be well coordinated for that to have a serious impact on the government. We have seen a lot of spontaneous demonstrations that are poorly organized and do not have a clear objective, and that will not work in our situation. I think what we are making clearly is a leader who can organize people into going for a full-scale demonstration, not only to address one issue, like you just said, the issue about these machines, I can't remember what you call it. That's a demonstration that's aiming at solving one aspect of a full range of concerns that are not being properly addressed. And these demonstrations end up taking a political dimension. So if we are trying to change a political system, which we believe is what is bringing about these undesirable outcomes in our society, why not just organize one demonstration? And if we want to change the government, let it be clear that the aim of the demonstration is not to elect the government on one aspect, but the entire system must change. And the entire system can only change if we are changing the whole the regime. So let that be clear. And then whoever, whatever sector, whatever part of the society is, you know that it is a wholesome revolution that we are looking at. And then we can commit more people, can commit more resources. But it must be led, the process must be led by people who are very clear in terms of leading the revolution. Otherwise, this spontaneous small demonstration, the government will be able to deal with them easily. The government has got so much resources and that is possible. And remember, up to this time, the police respond to the call of government to say, crush this demonstration. And if they are not seen acting to the duties of the government, then they might as well be fired or they will be dealt with severely.
Mhm. Yes, ke sizwe ke umnumzana uPassen Nyoni lapho secingweni baba Nyoni ungawutshona njani? Ye Nyoni uyangizwa baba?
Yena uva.
Ngicela ukhiphe iphone yakho ku speaker phone isondeze endlebeni. Ye ufake iradio futhi ibe phansi.
Ye ayiphansi.
Ye ungathini ke ngodaba lolu Nyoni? So loba lu ye kubeka baba
wala ngikuthi ukuthi ngibona ukuthi
ngiyasolela ye uchoni kona
awu yasolela baba bese apa sokuyengozo
ukuthi
la akwazi ukuthi hayi bona ngikuthuleka mina ukuthi akwazi ukufuna solution bani kuzima lo.
Kodwa nxa abantu bebotshwa ke mnumzana Nyoni akutsho ukuthi ke babe beyenza icala khonapho ayisikho khonapho hayi siyakuzwa ye siyakuzwa pho wena ubona ngani kumele kwenzweni khonapho nxa kule nto ezintsha ezibapho
lapha mina ngombona lo yizo sikumele ukukhulu angenela sikusenda ngoba thina sodwa bonke lamkwanisa lo
so unkulunkulu kuphela singatshona sikhuleka nje kuphela ya
hawu ukukhuleka kuphela ngoba lapha kunokuzwa
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ye qhubeka uqede kona hayi kuzwakele baba otherwise siyabonga kakhulu baba
hayi nami sisonke ehlelweni
yes bona kakhulu ye so that was Mr. Patterson Yoni who was saying that you know the government is not doing the right things why beat up people why intimidate people and you know people have a right to do whatever they want
Regai tende kune vamwe vari kuti madzibaba makadi madzibaba
Ndiripo makadiwa
Ndi madzibabana
Ronzi madzibaba Kritashia
Kritashia
Ehe
Okay madzibaba Kritashia tipe ofungwa dzenyu
Inini pfungwa dzangu ndedze kuti isuse Zimbabwe ndiwa a peace loving nation Let's stop all this process because we know the MPF yagara ndounhu wayo kuti isunge vanhu vanoda kuprotesta saka why waste our time tichimboprotesta let's wait for the right moment when the right moment comes ichangobva mupower the MPF will not live forever kana sinika akatobvukwasa kubva mupower ambodzi never in 1,000 years kweiyo inotadza nekubva mupower
Asika madzibaba Kritashia ikodzero yevanhu iri mbumbiro remutemo kuti vana veZimbabwe kana vachinyunyuta nezvimwe zvinhu vane kodzero yekuti vange vachiratidzira idzi ikodzero dzakarwirwa nevarwi verusununguko kuti vanhu vange vakasununguka munyika yavo
but if the state on the ground iripo mumhezanyadzo kuti people kodzero dzira hatina dzakarwirwa but hatina muzimbabwe ndochokwadi chiripo saka tinogona kuda kuramba tichizvimanikidza ka but zvinhu zvatinyadzoziva ndezvekuti ukada kuzviita ka uchangopedzisira wasungwa
but kodzero dzinouya here makagara nhai madzibaba Kritashia apa vanga vachiratidzira nhasi vari kuti ivo mishina haisi kushanda yekurapa vanhu vane cancer kuparirenyatwa saka vomirira 2018 vanhu vachifa havo
munoziva zvazviri ndezvekuti vanhu vagara vachitofa and these people cannot say they are dying in vain nekufa kwavari kuita of course tikurwadziwa mishina hakuna but chokwadi chekuti government yatina right naeka it cannot do anything we might protest andika but it won't solve anything otherwise let's make plans zvekuti pazvenezvo hati zvatina zvacho what can we do to help kuti mishina inge itoripo otherwise other than from protesting those protesting to a government that agrees that it's already dead won't help
orait regai timbonzi muzvare mudehwe vambokupindurewo muzvare mudehwe muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa namadzibaba Kritashia munoti kudii
ndinoti nyika yezimbabwe inyika yedu sevana vezimbabwe saka ngatisatarisirei kuno mumwe munhu zvisinei nekuti ane chigaro chekuti ndiye ani iwe neni tine basa rekutigadzisa nyika yezimbabwe everyone is got a role tese tine chijana chekugadzisa nyika ino saka ngatisatarisirei vane zvinzvimbo whether kupolitical party whether kugovernment asi kuti iwo uri kuitei ini ndiri kuitei kuitira kuti nyika ino yezimbabwe ive zvaino zvatinoda kuti ive iri so it's a responsibility ijana rako ijana rangu
manzwa here apo madzibaba
ivabo ndiri kupanzwa but I was still argue panyaya yekuti kana vanhu tatiles process handika you know every civil war started from a protest from a protest vanhu vatabva kubvisikana vopiwa a go ahead yekuti protest henyu handika then kunoita mamwe vanozviita rebellion that's how a civil war matengeredza isusu don't want a civil war right now we want a way forward to build Zimbabwe saka protest handika someone ari efelia kudhara ka vanoziva kuti akatokundikana haana kana action anoita you are wasting your time you have to use our minds reading kuti ZANU-PF is a failure already even if you protest they are not going to do anything chekuti chinogadzira Zimbabwe ndochokwadi chiripo
tinotenda zvikuru madzibaba
tinotenda nemiwo
I think you heard Mazibaba is an interesting perspective. He says demonstrating against the ANPF is an exercise in futility. You are simply wasting your time because he's not going to respond. And he's also saying that if people are allowed to demonstrate, it might actually lead to civil strife or a civil war, which he says is not welcome at this moment in time. So his solution is to let ZANU-PF destroy itself. When that is going to happen, nobody knows. But that's his view, and we respect it.
Ms. Mdewe, I think you've got something to say. Just a few seconds. Respond to...
Vanhu vari kufa necancer vari kuparire nyatswa kutaura kudai vachitadza kurapwa for the past 10 days. Ini ndinongoti, I've got one question. Ndine mubvunzo one wandinoda kupa vana veZimbabwe kuti dai uriwe wakarara pamubhedha uchida kufa necancer, chichawaiti? Dai vana veZimbabwe, dai vana vangu vandiitira chii chaive chekuti itai kuti chichemo changu chekuti ndingorapwewo nyangwe zviri zve-one day, nyangwe zviri zve-30 minutes, asi another single time yaindibetsera. Saka ndinoti kwavari, ZANU-PF ipati, asi tine hurumende. Hurumende yedu basa rayo ndere kuti ichengetedze utano neupenyu hwevana hweZimbabwe. Hazvidi manumbers kuti muda a demonstration yakafanana neiri kutaurwa nevanhu veZANU-PF yekuti tichaita a 1 million men march yemayouth vachimacha kuti isusu tiri kuti munhu wani ngaasumuke ataure kuti hurumende 2 cents yamawana isai kuhealth. Chengetedzai vanhu, chengetedzai upenyu. Saka hongu mademonstrations vanhu vanonyanya kufunga kuti emphasis iri pakuti manumbers kuti vanhu vakawana ngavabude vataure chino, but it's not aiwaka haizi nyaya yevanhu vakawanda. But it's about the message yekuti vanhu vari kurwara negomarara recancer, mishina ngaishande, vanhu ngavarapwe, even if it means for one more day. Those people matter, nekuti pasina vanhu hapana Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe vanhu.
Thank you very much. Siyesiye kumnumzana Mpofu kona ngareke eSouth Africa. Baba Mpofu, unjani?
Ngona Dube, unjani?
Hayi, mpili kakhulu. Yehlise redio kancane.
Uyaphila Dube?
Ngiyamphila kakhulu Mpofini. One right?
Ngi-right kancane. Angikho right. Ngiyafona lapho abantu bethu bazomfonela bethu bengafoni. Ngiyafona, ifoni yami ingabanjwa.
Hayi, I think i-problem yangkhona imitshina yethu iyabe ingakubambi kuhle. Yekuthinte emoyeni lapho kwabe kukhudana, uyabona Mpofu? Yeah, ngijaya khona qho. Wonabona ngani kunjalo phela? Kunjalo baba. Yeah, kubeka khona pho ke
phosela. Yeah, lam ngiyezwa. Ngikuthi ilizwe lakithi alifuni, uyabona umuntu maye ngafuni ukubuka ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi ungcolile vele. Ma abantu bathi baletha amanzi ukuthi ageze uyalwa. So ngichaza ukuthi ilizwe lakithi ubona liyenza so lingafuni ukuthi abantu batoyitoye. Ngisaba ukuthi amanye amazwe azabona ukuthi kanti eZimbabwe kuvele kunje, kanti ugovernment waseZimbabwe uhluleka kangaka. Manje iplan yabo ukuthi bavale abantu ukuthi bangatontoyi uhlazo labo lungabonakali.
Kodwa phela kuyagcina ngani kolokho?
No, vele kuzophela isokuphele umhlaba weZANU. Yabona umhlaba weZANU ungaphela, yiko mhlambi iZimbabwe izoba right. Lo mama ngiyamuzwa umama okhuluma, asiyeke wena mfowethu sivuke siyosebenzela abantwana bethu, sisebenzele ukuthi sibe nemizi engcono ngaphandle, siphinde sisebenze ukuthi sithengele ugovernment imitshina yokuthi police abantu amapipe okuthi siyenze amanzi ukuthi kube la manzi ekhaya, sidonsele ugovernment ugets. Ayikho lento ikhulunywa ngolo mama.
So
ugovernment ukanti ugovernment simthethelene ukuthi asisize ilisi impilo zethu ziphucuke zibe ngcono. So ngabantu sebetoyitoya ngento yabo abafanele ukuthi batoyito ukuthi government sukuma uyenze lokhu 1 2 3 ugovernment sebathayeti kafuna ukuthi abantu ba demonstrate. Uyayibona le nto?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mpofini. So ke ubelela ngelihlu, chayile sibili chayile esikonkosini.
Eh ha u kempo ethu. Ngiyabonga kodwa kodwa mina into bengicela ukuthi okunyo umama lo okhuluma ngesona ngesikhathi angizwa konke. Umama lo limcela ukuthi ake belungise izinto zibe right. Hayi ukuthi ebekhuluma ukuthi ko ngithina. Thina sabathetha sabafaka esihlalweni. Ukuthi sebephakathi kwesihlalo bayenzani wo right thina ngase sizosukuma futhi sithi sinedisa u government.
Yebo.
U government izalo iphathe iphethe futhi iphethe lo government. Uyayibona le?
Mhm.
Ake nilimcele madoda lapho ukuthi angakhulumi kanjalo vele.
Ye, kodwa ngokukhuluma kwakhe sibili besithi into enkulu ukuthi abantu kumele bajengisele esitaladini, nxa bejengisela khona ngale, baya bejengisela ukuthi abafuni indlela uhulumende ayenza ngazo izinto. Ngesishona sami esincane esibambileyo khonapho. Ngatsho ukuthi abantu kumele bencedise kangako.
No mina ngimuzwe sithi thina siyenzani kumele sincedise ugovernment yithi noma uhlezi lapho khona njeka kulala njalo ethi lathi singogovernment kumele sisize asiyenze sisize ugovernment siyamvotela siphinde futhi simsize seyibona imali yomhlaba estate bayisaphi.
Oh okay, hayi sengikuzwile empofu, yengikuzwile
kakhulu. All right, Dube.
Awubona ke mpofu, thank you very much nyabonga kakhulu. Uphenduke sizakuzama futhi lakusasa sibuzame sibili kwezi sixoxe.
No mina ngihlala ngikulalele msuzo yithi kumbe lawo nje ukuzithi labo mpofu South Africa ngizozithulela
nje. Hayi manje usho ukuthi liphutha la mpofu kuzalokizwa khona.
Okay, ngiyabonga mfowethu.
Yeah, ngiyabonga. So according to Mr. Pofu, you know, the government is stopping all these kind of demonstrations because it fears that other countries may discover or find out that there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe, and because now they have to hide it, you know, from public eyes. So that's why they end up doing what they're doing towards the people.
Tine mumwe mutereri vasiya tishava makadi.
Siyafa shava.
Siyafa. Okay, makadi.
Siyafa. Tosimba. Notenda nakupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu. Taura izvenyu tinzi.
Ndanzwa nyaya yekuti mapurisa arambidza vavachi ratidzira. Nezve kenza. Kana kuti gomarara. Aindoona kuti ipapo hurumende iri kushandisa mapurisa zvisirizvo. Dai zvaibvira. Constitution iyoyo zvayakabudirira ko vanodi kutevedzera. Picha vanotya. Ndanzwa kune vanotaura varipo vachiti hakuna vamwe vanozojoinira vanenge vachiita zvokubvisa hurumende. Ndanchida kuti ivavo vasafunga kuti tose tinenge tichidawo zvokubvisa hurumende. Asi kuti tenge tichidawo kuti zvinhu zvinake seizvozvi zvataurwa kuti vanhu vari kutofa michini yafa kwenguva diki diki asi vanhu vafa vakawanda. Tinofanira kucherechedzwa izvozvo kwete kuti vanhu vagara vachingofa.
Ko ka vari kuti ivo kuratidzira panguva inoyi hapana zvazvinobatsira.
Zvinobatsira zvindokuti vanzwe sezvo gavhumendi yacho ichiti titakatarudza kuti ivepo. Saka kana vakatenda kuti mutemo ushande vanofanira kuti vanhu varatidzire zvinhu zvisiri kuvagutsa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vashava nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinokufonerai
chirongwa ndechenyu. Mr. Moyo and Miss Mudewe, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.